Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Bonney's here. Tom's a new friend. He's a CPA by designation. He's the founder and managing partner of CFM Associates. He's got, where do I start, folks? I got a long list of very, very impressive credentials here, including the fact that he's a cancer and heart attack survivor. That's a pretty big deal. He's here to talk to us about the financial markets. Tom Bonney, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on being a survivor.
Thank you. Thank you. It's 15 years in the making now.
And those things hit you bam, bam, didn't they?
They did. 2001, about 6 months after I'd sold my prior business, small business, I was diagnosed with lymphoma. And recovered from that, and about a year later suffered a heart attack, believe it or not, while on the treadmill at the hospital getting
a
stress test.
That's so the best place to have one, isn't it, if you got to have one?
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, we're glad you're still hanging around with us. So one of the things that, of course, you know, on this show, it's all about Main Street. But, however, we do spend a good bit of time talking about our friends and people who maybe aren't so much our friends in the capital markets and on Wall Street, and so it's your job today to kind of give us a little bit of a tour of what you're seeing out there.
Sure. So at CMF Associates, we do a lot of work actually in integrating and working with both Main Street and Wall Street through our work with middle market and smaller private equity funds that provide capital to some of these growing businesses in. On Main Street. So, our take on the current state of that space, if you will, is that number one, there's plenty of money out there for Main Street to get access to, and particularly it's available for those that have significant growth opportunities. So that's sort of the plus side of the equation.
Would that be an example? A growing company that needs growth capital, they can't borrow their way into the growth that they want. They've done that now. Now it's time to bring in some equity partners and take it to the next level, where all parties, the founders and the investors, are saying, okay, we're going to come together and we're going to get out in five or six years.
Yeah, that's correct. And the situations for the small business guys where that makes sense is if you're in that high growth, I mean, basically, and you've grown significantly, you need a capital partner, not only for the money, but also for the expertise in terms of growing to the next level. So I see some of my clients, my guys, who rely on the Wall Street guys who actually bring more than just money to the table to help them to grow. Because at the end of the day, in this situation, Wall Street and Main Street are combining to beat the competitive market, so that you don't lose.
So, and specifically, a good example. Obviously, a lot of people think of tech companies. They think of tech startups, and like what was it, Jet.com or something?
Yeah,
been around a year. They just sold to Walmart for $3 billion, something ridiculous like that. In your case, it would be something more like a regional franchise or something like that, right?
Yeah, so the Jet.coms of the world, they get all the press, but let me tell you, below the surface here in places like Charlotte and in Oklahoma City, Wall Street is meeting Main Street to finance, boring businesses that you for everyday use, fasteners, valves, some retail operations, and consumer product related matter companies.
Right. So, what are you seeing out there? But you're saying that there's plenty of cash out there. Where are you seeing it going? How are these people coming together? Is it traditional? Is there something new happening?
So the in terms of matching the buyers and the sellers or the providers of cash with the companies, it's generally through some sort of investment bank, and or the Wall Street guys and the private equity guys have really over the last 10 years aggressively developed a direct aisle campaign, let's call it,
right,
to introduce themselves to CEOs and family businesses in markets generally that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how these folks are meeting up.
Now, you know that the regime after the two groups come together is often not have a good reputation, right? The founders and the new folks, the folks with the money, oftentimes don't get along real well. Is there a way to put that together where everybody, where the business grows and they're very successful and everybody's happy? Can they find a way of putting that together like that?
Hey, Jim, that's a great question. About 40% of our work across the country at CMF Associates is in those situations. And, what we hear from the small business, medium business owner is, hey, look, I've been running my business and I've grown it successfully for 20 years. You know, why do these guys need these reports? Why are we doing these changes?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the equation, what we say to the owner is, hey, we've worked with 110 middle market private equity funds across 425 businesses. What they're asking is part of the formula for success.
Well, and I'm not talking about performance, demanding performance. I'm not talking about demanding technicality. I'm talking about personalities. I'm talking about people. I've just heard a lot of horror stories about the people who come in. You can't deal with them. They're jerks or they're know-it-alls or whatever because they got the money. I mean, I'm just being candid with you. This is what I hear.
Yeah. No. Look, there's certainly that. There's certainly a dose of that.
How do we avoid that? If I'm okay, one of those companies,
yep,
how do I make sure I don't fall into that? I don't get one of those hooks.
Okay, so just like anything else, you have to do your due diligence, right?
Yeah.
On these guys, so meet with them once or twice,
mm-hmm,
and make sure you don't get a bait and switch in terms of meeting with the managing director, and then you find out that an analyst is going to be your.
That's a real good answer there. Folks, write that down. That'll be on the test. And talk to the people where they've already been, right?
Exactly. Do reference checks. You know, if you can ask around and have the other thing I would say is,
hey Tom, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I need your website quickly, please.
CMFAssociates.com.
CMFAssociates.com. Quick break. Tom, Bonnie, and I will be right back. I got a lot more questions for him, folks. 20 after. Stay with us.
You marry music, man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.